Welcome to the NewsRamp, Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Wednesday evening, October 29th, 2025, and we have a lineup of artificial intelligence and frontier technologies, headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. Kontron publishes preliminary figures for the first 9 months of 2025, profit guidance for 2025 confirmed. Kontron, a global leader in IoT technology, has published preliminary financial results for the first 9 months of 2025. Revenue for this period amounted to €1,182 million, with EBITDA increasing to €194 million, a 37% rise from the previous year. The company expects full-year revenue to be €1.7 billion, down from the previous estimate of €1.8 billion due to the discontinuation of the comm business. EBITDA is projected to remain around €270 million. CEO Hannes Niederhauser notes strong order intake in areas such as railway infrastructure, defense, aerospace, and artificial intelligence. Kontron will release its full results on November 5th. Tech Media Breaks, Micropolis Holding Co., NYS American MCRP, broadens global reach. New agreement signals push into emerging markets. Micropolis Holding Co. has broadened its global reach with a new exclusive distribution agreement with Arexio FZ LLC. This agreement will allow Arexio to be the sole distributor of Micropolis's advanced unmanned ground security vehicles and related technologies in Egypt and North Africa. The patrol platform, designed for open road and desert environments, offers operational speeds of up to 50 kilometers per hour, a 15-hour runtime, rapid charging, and integration of Microspot AI software for security, surveillance, and border protection. By combining AI with robotics, Micropolis is positioning itself as a promising investment opportunity in automation, security, and smart infrastructure, attracting government contracts and private partnerships across emerging and developed markets.
DataVault AI DVLT to acquire API Media, expanding AI-driven data monetization and media capabilities. DataVault AI, a leader in data tokenization and monetization technologies, is set to acquire API Media in December 2025. This move will enhance DataVault's AI-driven data activation and monetization capabilities while maintaining API's brand. API Media, known for its services in premier sports venues and enterprise clients, will bring expertise in audio, visual, and IT services to DataVault. CEO Nathaniel Bradley sees this acquisition as a strategic step to scale DataVault's data monetization ecosystem. The deal will expand client access to AI, analytics, and secure data monetization tools, driving growth in data, advertising, and AI markets for DataVault. Tech Media Breaks, Knight Food Holdings Inc., NGTF, bringing robotic innovation to the forefront of hospitality. Knight Food Holdings Inc., trading under the ticker symbol NGTF, is leading the way in hospitality innovation with advanced AI-enabled robotic solutions. Through its subsidiary, RoboOp 365, the company is developing AI robotic systems to streamline operations in food service and guest-facing environments. With a focus on integrating robotics into culinary workflows, Knight Food is well positioned to capitalize on the growing trend of automation in the hospitality industry. To learn more about Knight Food Holdings and its cutting-edge technology, visit knightfoodholdings.com.
Micropolis Holding Co., NAS American MCRP, teams with Helsingborg's HAM and MCS Robotics to develop autonomous box cleaner robot. Micropolis Holding Co., listed on the NYSE American under the ticker symbol MCRP, has partnered with Helsingborg's HAM and MCS Robotics to develop an autonomous box cleaner robot. This innovative industrial robotics cleaning system will undergo trials at Helsingborg Port in Sweden, known for its sustainability focus. The robot operates autonomously using AI-driven navigation and edge computing to optimize energy and water usage. Built on Micropolis's M2 platform, the system will gather operational data during trials to enhance performance before a commercial rollout in Europe and the Middle East. This collaboration marks Micropolis's expansion into broader industrial and infrastructure applications beyond security and law enforcement robotics. The clean energy revolution that could power the AI era. The rapid ascent of artificial intelligence isn't being slowed by a lack of computing power, it's being constrained by electricity. Data centers are consuming energy at an unprecedented rate, outpacing what utilities can deliver, overloading aging grids and driving up costs for consumers. The digital economy urgently needs a new, scalable source of clean energy, and natural hydrogen is emerging as a contender. Max Power Mining Corp. stands at the forefront as the first publicly traded company in North America dedicated to commercial natural hydrogen. With global data center electricity demand projected to double by 2030, tech companies like Alphabet Inc., Meta Platforms Inc., Tesla Inc., and Advanced Micro Devices Inc. are turning their focus to securing energy. Natural hydrogen presents a promising frontier in meeting the soaring energy demands of AI.
Investor news breaks. Pote Technologies Inc., NASDAQ OT, announces $150 million oversubscribed registered direct offering. Pote Technologies Inc., a designer and developer of optical products for data center and AI markets, has announced a $150 million oversubscribed registered direct offering. The offering involves the sale of 20,689,655 common shares to institutional investors, with gross proceeds expected to reach approximately $150 million. The company plans to utilize the funds for corporate development, targeted acquisitions, R&D expansion, acceleration of its light source business, and general working capital. Titan Partners Group, a division of American Capital Partners, is serving as the sole placement agent for the offering. Pote Technologies is known for its high-speed optical engines and custom optical modules, offering solutions for AI systems and hyperscale data centers. For more information, visit the company's website at wtoet-technologies.com. Tech Media Breaks, DataVault AI Inc., NASDAQ DVLT to acquire API Media, expanding AI-driven data monetization and media capabilities. DataVault AI Inc., trading on NASDAQ under the symbol DVLT, has announced its plans to acquire API Media in December 2025. This strategic move will enhance DataVault's AI-driven data activation and monetization capabilities while maintaining API Media's brand identity. API Media, known for its services in audio, visual, and IT for sports venues and enterprise clients, will benefit from DataVault's patented technologies. DataVault AI's CEO, Nathaniel Bradley, sees this acquisition as a significant step in scaling their data monetization ecosystem. The deal is expected to expand client access to AI, analytics, and secure data monetization tools, driving growth and recurring revenue for DataVault across various markets. AMD shares jump as IBM says its existing chips can correct quantum computing errors. AMD shares saw an 8% surge following IBM's announcement that standard AMD chips can run a critical quantum computing error correction algorithm. This advancement in qubit technology also boosted IBM stock by approximately 8%, marking its best single-day performance since January. The partnership between the two companies comes amidst fierce competition in the quantum computing industry, with Google and Microsoft making significant strides in the field. Amazon is also investing in the technology, while D-Wave Quantum Inc. sees quantum mechanics as an essential tool for the future. Quantum Art achieves 10x circuit depth compression and 30% error reduction using multi-qubit gates and NVIDIA CUDA-Q platform. Quantum Art, in collaboration with NVIDIA, has achieved a significant milestone by achieving 10 times compression in circuit depth and a 30% reduction in error rates. By utilizing multi-qubit gates and NVIDIA CUDA-Q platform, Quantum Art was able to optimize hardware-software integration, resulting in faster runtime and higher performance. This advancement shortens the path to commercial applications at scale. Dr. Tal David, CEO of Quantum Art, emphasize the importance of programmable all-to-all multi-qubit gates in advancing fault-tolerant quantum computing. Dr. Amit Ben-Kish, CTO and co-founder, highlighted the general-purpose compiler's ability to optimize large quantum circuits with few multi-qubit gates, leading to significant performance gains. NVIDIA's group product manager for quantum computing, Sam Stanwyck, praised QuantumArt's use of CUDA-Q to achieve circuit depth compression and error reduction, showcasing the impact of AI supercomputing advancements in quantum computing. TestSprite raises $6.7 million seed round, led by Trilogy Equity Partners. TestSprite, the agentic testing tool for AI-native development, has closed a $6.7 million seed round, led by Trilogy Equity Partners. This brings their total funds raised to approximately $8.1 million. The round saw participation from Techstars, Jingxu Capital, Miracle Plus, Hattrick Capital, Baidu Ventures, and Edgecase Capital Partners. TestSprite has experienced significant growth, reaching over 35,000 users and scaling 6x in the last 3 months. The funding comes at a crucial time as AI-powered coding tools like Cursor and GitHub Copilot gain traction, highlighting the importance of testing and validating AI-generated code at scale. TestSprite aims to become the industry standard for testing in AI-native development by mid-2026.
Intellum and Arc Innovation partner to advance immersive, AI-driven learning through learning engineering. Intellum and Arc Innovation have partnered to enhance immersive, AI-driven learning through learning engineering. This collaboration aims to bring immersive and gamified learning experiences to enterprises globally by combining Intellum's AI-first learning management solution with Arc Innovation's expertise in immersive design and adaptive learning delivery. By integrating skills data, immersive storytelling, gamified simulations, and experience analytics, the partnership seeks to drive measurable performance improvement. Through this alliance, organizations will access immersive digital learning experiences developed using ARQ's learning engineering approach and Intellum's Evolve tools. The goal is to deliver engaging, scalable learning experiences that align with ARQ Innovation's work in adaptive and gamified learning through the ARQ Waypoint platform.
State Roundup. 5 counties progress toward Bay Ferry system, lawmakers to seek way to extend SNAP benefits, federal workers offered deferred state tax payments. 5 counties in Maryland are making progress towards developing a new Chesapeake Bay Ferry system with plans to launch before 2030. State lawmakers are working to extend SNAP benefits through the end of the year as federal food assistance is set to dry up. Federal workers affected by the government shutdown can request deferred state tax payments. Additionally, furloughed federal workers can now receive free or discounted meals at select restaurants. In other news, a recent report shows an increase in cannabis use before driving in Maryland since the legalization of marijuana in 2023. Maryland health officials have launched a new data dashboard on seasonal respiratory illnesses, including COVID-19. Lastly, the Maryland Department of Service and Civic Innovation Secretary is stepping down, and a shadowy group's federal filing raises questions about its intentions.
HeartBeamed partners with HeartNexus to deliver 24/7 remote cardiology services and real-time ECG interpretation. HeartBeam, a medical technology company, has partnered with HeartNexus to provide 24/7 remote cardiology services and real-time ECG interpretation. Through HeartBeam's 3D technology, patients can capture cable-free ECG recordings for immediate interpretation by HeartNexus cardiologists. This collaboration aims to make medical-grade cardiac monitoring accessible outside traditional care settings. CEO Robert Eno stated that this partnership accelerates their mission to transform cardiac care. The partnership will also integrate AI wellness and wearable features into HeartBeam's ecosystem. HeartBeam's innovative 3D ECG technology received FDA clearance for arrhythmia assessment in December 2024, with further software under FDA review. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at the provided link.
Colorado Judicial Institute addresses the influence of AI on the legal community. Colorado Judicial Institute, CJI, will host a thought leadership forum on the influence of artificial intelligence in the legal profession. The forum, AI Today, What the Legal Community Needs to Know Right Now, will bring together judges and legal experts to explore how AI is reshaping the practice of law. CJI Board Chair Thor Nelson stated that AI is already testing the boundaries of ethics, professionalism, and trust in our courts. The event will feature panelists discussing topics such as ethics rules, societal impacts, and responsible adoption of AI in law firms. Registration is open to CJI members for $100 and non-members for $125. The forum will take place on November 6, 2025, at Gibson Dun & Crutcher LLP in Denver, CO.
AI News Breaks, Max Power Mining Sex, OTC Max 89N, unveils AI-assisted large earth model integration for natural hydrogen exploration. Max Power Mining unveiled its Max Power Large Earth Model Integration, MAC for natural hydrogen, an advanced exploration system set to be enhanced by artificial intelligence. The company's first deep well targeting natural hydrogen is scheduled to start drilling on November 7th in southern Saskatchewan, with more wells planned across its 1.3 million acre land package. Max Lemmy, overseen by Chief Geoscientist Steve Halabura, PGO, integrates regional datasets and is evolving into a scalable, AI-assisted blueprint for global natural hydrogen exploration. The system will be showcased at the Natural Hydrogen Summit in Paris on November 13-14, 2025.
A News Breaks, Lantern Pharma, NASDAQ, LTRN, reports complete metabolic response in Phase 1 LP-284 trial at LLNM Congress. Lantern Pharma, a clinical-stage biopharmaceutical company, reported a complete metabolic response in a Phase 1 trial of LP-284 at the LLNM Congress. The response in a 41-year-old patient with lymphoma after multiple prior regimens showcases the drug's potential. Lantern CEO Pana Sharma highlighted the AI-driven approach and LP-284's dual potential as a monotherapy or in combination with rituximab. The drug's favorable safety profile, FDA designations, IP protection, and partnership opportunities were also noted. Lantern Pharma aims to revolutionize oncology drug discovery and development with its RADR AI platform, offering innovative therapies with a significant market potential. Tech Media Breaks, DataVault AI Inc. NASDAQ DVLT launches insurance and accounting data unions to monetize high-value industry data. DataVault AI Inc., traded on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol DVLT, has launched two new data unions, the Insurance Data Union in partnership with the Independent Insurance Agents and Brokers of America, and the Accounting Data Union in collaboration with leading accounting firms nationwide. These initiatives will tokenize anonymized insurance and accounting data using DataVault AI's patented technologies to enable secure monetization. Participants will be compensated for qualified assets scored through DataVault AI's DataScore, DataValue, and DataVault Bank systems. DataVault AI is a leader in AI experience, valuation, and asset monetization in the Web 3.0 environment, offering comprehensive solutions in its acoustic science and data science divisions. For more information, visit DataVault AI's website. Investor News Breaks, Max Power Mining, CSE MaxX, OTC 89N, featured in Network Newswire, editorial on natural hydrogen as solution to AI energy demand. Max Power Mining, listed on the CSE as MaxX, OTC as MaxF, and on the Frankfurt Exchange as 89N, has been featured in a recent editorial by Network Newswire. The editorial discusses the rising electricity demand from AI and data centers, highlighting natural hydrogen as a potential solution. Max Power, a leader in North America's natural hydrogen sector, holds significant acreage in Saskatchewan, including the Genesis Trend near a proposed hydrogen hub. The company is set to begin drilling in Q4 2025. Max Power also has properties focused on critical minerals, including a diamond drilling discovery in Arizona. For more information on Max Power, visit their newsroom. InvestorWire is a communications platform offering press release syndication for companies and the investment community, delivering access to a wide network of outlets and tailored corporate communication solutions.
AI mistake leads U.S. police to handcuff innocent teen. A 16-year-old student in Baltimore County was handcuffed by police after an AI security system incorrectly identified a bag of chips as a firearm. Takey Allen, a high school athlete, told WMR2 News that police arrived in force. "There were like 8 police cars," he said. "They all came out with guns pointed at me, shouting to get on the ground." It is nearly impossible to develop new technology that is completely error-free in the initial years of deployment, and so tech firms like D-Wave Quantum Inc., NYSQBTS, and other industries continue to strive for improvement.
Safe and Green Holdings Corp., NASDAQ SGBX, subsidiary Olinox Energy, sets aggressive drilling agenda for Q4 2025 and beyond. Safe and Green Holdings Corp., a NASDAQ-listed company, SGBX, through its subsidiary Olinox Energy Corp., is gearing up for an aggressive drilling program starting in Q4 2025. The company aims to achieve a production goal of 1,000 barrels of oil equivalent per day by the end of 2026. Utilizing AI-enabled well site monitoring and collaborating with OneCode for real-time data flow, Olinox is strategically evaluating drilling sites in Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. These efforts align with U.S. energy independence goals and digital resilience, showcasing Safe and Green Holdings' commitment to innovation and growth in the energy sector.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Artificial Intelligence and Frontier Technologies podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.